It's the 120 podcast hosted by Mikey Fernelli and the world's most famous 21-year-old White Sox fan, Ben Hootie. What a weekend it was. We'll recap the whole thing, not just the Cubs, but Ben's antics in the city of Chicago. Ben, are you alive? Are you awake today on a Monday night?
I went golfing this morning. Like, I was ready to rock and roll, dude. What a weekend it was. Antics is the best way to put it. I saw a friend of the pod, Joey LeMaster, quote tweeted the famous tweet that we'll get to in a second, and just goes, "We got to get kids like this off the streets of the city of Chicago." And sure enough, that's kind of what happened. So didn't watch a lot of Cubs this weekend because I spent my weekend at NASCAR.
Didn't look like you were watching the cars all too often, but yeah, how was so yeah, we'll start there. How was the actual race?
The event is awesome, like really, really cool. I would say yesterday I didn't really get into the race at all because I was kind of just doing my thing. But the day before, I did spend, a good amount of time watching the race, and the race was really cool. The event is awesome, and I feel bad for them that weather has put a damper in it the last 2 years, but sure enough, it was really, really fun, and they host a really good event. It's kind of similar to like a music festival, and I just think it's crazy that they block off three of the busiest streets in Chicago in order to get this thing to happen. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so here's the actual tweet. We got Eddie Barstool. If you're on YouTube, you can see it. Otherwise, look it up right now on if you're listening to the podcast. Eddie from Barstool from Chicago posted this tweet. It's Ben and your friend. You want to give your friend a name drop?
Max.
Max. It's Ben and Max
Yes.
arguing with famous Barstool blogger White Sox Dave. And Eddie's tweet says, if I can read it backwards, WSD meaning White Sox Dave, arguing with 21-year-old White Sox fans who broke into the Barstool suite. So let's start with some context there. So you got into this Barstool suite and you just did you go up to him to talk? His shirt says sell the team. So did you just start talking Sox? This is kind of an in.
No, it's so I'll take it even back a step further because I was just broke into the suite. We were in the VIP, so it's not like we didn't have tickets to be in that section of like we were in the grandstand. But there were three levels to this thing, and we had met. And I don't know, I'll probably put the picture in here right now. We had met Tremaine Edmonds on our floor, who's obviously, one of the best linebackers in the league and the highest paid linebacker for the Chicago Bears. As well as we didn't end up getting to meet him, but the Bulls first round pick, I think his name's Matas Bezelis, or is it, it's something like that. But it was pretty cool. And we were like, holy shit, like, for in terms of Chicago, there's some pretty serious A-listers here. So we ended up kind of just like strolling around. We even met a guy that like we told him, we were like, hey, like, we're just trying to like, network a little bit, like try and like, see who else we could find, because we just saw Tremaine Edmonds in the Bulls first round pick. So, and the guy literally, he was like trying to like find us to our suite. He goes, ah, I see what you guys are doing. Like, no worries. It's like, yeah, you could probably find your way around. And so I end up, me and my friends, it was me, that Max, as you see in the picture there, and my friend Casey, we end up going up to the third floor. And I was kind of just like, all right, like I feel kind of weird just walking into a suite. Like, I just don't think that's the right scenario or whatever. And we ended up just not even realizing it, just walked into the Barstool suite. And sure enough, we saw some of those guys from Barstool, and Cole Kmet was in there too.
I was about to say when I didn't want to cut off your story, I didn't want to chomp on your bit, but when you said you met Tremaine Edmonds, I was about to say it wasn't even the arguably the bigger household bear you met yesterday. But
Yeah.
this picture is just so funny. I mean, Stephen Chia from Barstool said this is art. He retweeted it and said so.
Yeah.
1.6 thousand likes, and it's a clear as day picture of you in a St. Ambrose shirt, which we'll get to that, arguing with White Sox Dave, and Dave just looks so pissed. About so what were you saying that the Sox like the Sox need to sell or something like that? Like what were you getting at?
The thing about it was we weren't even talking about the Sox.
Was Eddie looking for the clicks there and just wanted to make it about the Sox?
I have no idea, but I mean, he
Yeah,
did a good job with that. Like,
as it
so
worked, yeah.
it was hilarious.
Kudos.
We were actually talking about the Cubs, and it goes back to a story of last year that I told on the podcast when I chirped Tom Ricketts.
Oh,
So,
at the smoke out or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
so it's like a lot of stories interconnecting here. Nonetheless, if you missed that episode last year, don't go back and watch it because we were on a different kind of high at that point compared to what we probably are right now. But that story was I saw Tom Ricketts at Windy City Smokeout, basically ended up going up to him, chirping him about, don't trade Belly or Strowman, which they didn't end up doing. I was like, hey, you should trade for Jamie or Candelario. Like, I think you'd be perfect for this team. And sure enough, that's what ended up happening. And then I told him basically to open up the pocketbooks for Ohtani. And Dave was like, he was like, are you a Sox Cubs fan? I'm like, I'm a Cubs fan. And he goes, dude, like, I just gotta tell you, like, it makes me angry that, like, just like how much money the Ricketts have and like that they just don't, they choose not to spend it. You know what I'm saying? Like, go over the wall and try and spend for that. So then we just kind of ended up talking about that. And clearly, it looks like in that picture, I think a lot of it was more like a lot of people were laughing at it because White Sox Dave just looks like absolutely blasted in that picture. And there's just me, like, like waving my arms, as you'll see sometimes. I'm trying to explain a point in the podcast. A lot of the details are a little fuzzy of what exactly happened, but there will, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be in their next video coming out sometime in the next week because one of their producers asked for my email to send, like, to sign a form of consent that I'm cool with being in the video.
Look at that.
Because there was another point, and you'll see this in the video, me, White Sox Dave, and Chief ended up going to the suite over. We just walked right into it. And I think my buddy was with us too,
You're just
because we
strutting
wanted,
with them?
yeah, we wanted to get a picture with Chance the Rapper, and he turned us
Oh.
down.
Wait, so you were with the Barstool guys to ask Chance the Rapper directly if we get a picture?
Yes,
And the Barstool guy
all
That's
of
I
us
didn't even
got
know this
turned
one. I didn't
down.
even know this one yet. That's funny. That's look
Yeah.
at you. You were high rolling yesterday. That would have been the picture. That would have been the thumbnail of this episode. Not only would have you been with the Barstool guys, you would have been with Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
And you're
So.
saying, okay, yeah, what's the St. Ambrose shirt?
Oh, okay. So I have happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope that you all had a
Yeah,
great weekend.
happy 4th of July.
This weekend, every day since Thursday has felt like a Saturday.
That's
So
true.
the plan was for me to only go on Saturday, but my friend Casey, who was kind enough to gift us these tickets and just had a really awesome time, he asked me, he was like, hey, like, we're going back tomorrow. I got an extra ticket. I did the math. Like, you want to come back? And I was like, of course, like, no worries. So I called my mom because this is another story we could get into too. Because I wasn't going to go, but I ended up seeing that Keith Urban was performing and wanted to go see him because my parents have always said how awesome he is, like how awesome of a performer he is. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'll do it. So we're on the train at, like, I don't know, midnight on Saturday because the festivities ended up going later because the chain smokers were there on Saturday and we saw them. It's a crazy weekend, man. It was a trip. But we end up going and I call my mom and I'm like, hey, I think I'm gonna spend the night at Casey's. Just want to let you know, like, I'll 100% be back home tomorrow. I literally had the running joke of I've been locked in Oak Forest for the last couple of days because that's all where I've been with my friend who lives out there. So, the reason was I didn't have clothes. I only brought a pair of clothes or an outfit for one day. So I had to get into my friend's best fit, and my friend goes to St. Ambrose, and yeah, sure enough, I ended up being in the St. Ambrose polo, marked as a St. Ambrose student and White Sox fan.
You've probably seen this by now, but wait, Ben, where was this posted on Instagram?
I think it was the mid show.
Okay, because somebody put, I didn't even see it on Instagram. Yeah, I only saw it on Twitter or X. And my brother literally, it was so funny. That was perfect timing. As you were talking about the St. Ambrose shirt, my brother, who goes to Augustana, was just, talking shit about St. Ambrose. And he
Yeah.
texted that some guy whose name on Instagram is Death Cab for QB, not like Death Cab for QB, like the band. This guy's like a play on word with his name, said, "The Ambrose polo is just the cherry on top. You cannot craft a explicit expletive in the lab. like that. And you can fill in the blank for what they called Ben, but you can go look at it if you're curious. But you could not craft more of a blank in a lab than a guy in an Ambrose polo, the cherry on
Yeah,
top. Man.
there were some mean comments about me,
It
man. I
looks
will
like it.
say that
I
because
haven't read
I'm
the Instagram comment section. I gotta look at that.
the Twitter one. Someone was like, "What a class A douchebag to be wearing old concert wristbands over,"
Wow.
and I was like, I didn't respond because this is kind of like my first time talking about it. Like, I haven't even really posted this on my own social media, but I was just laughing because the reason I had all those wristbands on was because they were for me to get in all these places throughout the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, one of them is a general, like the general admission thing, and the other one is like a VIP. It was the wristband to get into VIP.
Yeah, it is the mid show. And one of the other comments says, Ambrose kid straight out of Schaumburg. And somebody else said, Naper Thrills finest. You are not a Napervillian or a Schaumburgian. That's closer to my area.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny as hell. I
It's
probably
funny.
look the
It's
part too. I got
you're
like the
buying in.
slick back hair, like St. Ambrose polo, and I'm marked as a White Sox fan. But nonetheless, I think we could put a bookend on this Barstool story. I'm very sorry for walking in your guys' suite, but I appreciate the hospitality when I was in there.
Sounds like they were okay with it, with the hanging out and trying to meet Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I mean,
That's
we
funny.
talked to them for for like almost 2 hours and just kind of talk shop and yeah,
That's
so it was
awesome.
cool.
Good stuff.
But
Good
then the
stuff.
Keith Urban story.
Let's hear it.
Have I you heard about
No,
this one?
you were briefly told me before we started recording, but you said you wanted to save it.
Oh yeah, I'll do it. So there was a Keith Urban concert in the morning that day, and we ended up being in VIP for that as well. But the funny part is I didn't really end up in VIP until about with about 3 songs left. So like I had friends there, obviously you've heard about like Casey and stuff and Max and whatnot, and we had a you know like his siblings were there and you know some of our other friends as well. And so me and this guy just walk in and we were like front and center for like the last 3 songs. It was awesome. And he shreds. He is awesome. Probably like one of the best guitar players I've ever seen live. And he's playing his last song and all of a sudden you just kind of see him like he does the there's a video of it. He does a bow with his you know his band and everything. And you just see him whip his he wears wristbands. Like I think it's pretty I think one of his like iconic thing is wearing like the sweatbands on his wrist. And he whips one into the crowd and I ended up getting in like a tussle with just to rip it off the ground. And it's just this sweaty ass wristband with wood chips and everything all over it. And I was like, all right, this is pretty cool once it like dries out because you know my mom's like a big fan of Keith Urban and I was gonna give it to her. So I put it away in my pocket and I went to go get drinks right before because they had like a tent for drinks right by the concert thing. And you know, there's these ladies and they're just talking or whatever. And I'm like, hey guys, like I just caught Keith Urban's wristband. She was like, no way, no shot. And sure enough, I pull it out of my pocket and they're like, oh my God, like this is our 10th show, blah, blah, blah. Like we love Keith Urban. It's like, holy shit. And she just pulls out a Benjamin Franklin out of her wallet and says, I'll give you 100 for it right now. And I was like, oh my God, like $100 for, you know, a broke college student is perfect. Like for a sweaty ass wristband that I'm never gonna use anything for. So I was like, all right. And then one of my friends just briefly over goes, how about 150? And then all of a sudden you just see her pull 2 $100 bills out of her pocket. So it ended up
That's a
being
W. That's a W move by the friend.
$200. So I'm like, all right, let me call my mom. Like, I know she's gonna tell me to take the money, but I
And
just
you
want to make sure.
got approval from the boss too. There was no ifs or buts about it. Dang.
Yeah, I call her and she just says, what are you doing? Like, of course you take the $200. So I got a picture with it before, then I got a picture with the wristband and my money. And yeah, it just kind of and that was before everything had happened too with like the Bears players and Barstool and
Oh,
whatnot.
that was
So
all in the morning?
yeah, the Keith
Oh.
Urban stuff was before everything happened.
What a
So,
day it was.
and the funniest part about it too was another friend that I was with, and this what we could talk about the Cubs as soon as it's over, but We ended up, because there were all these tents that had like McDonald's and White Sox, like all the sponsored cars had basically tents and stuff, like Chevy, Motorola, and whatnot. And so me and him went to the McDonald's booth, and they were doing like little crane like giveaway things, and like you don't win every time, but he ends up getting, because it was just me and him at the time, he ends up getting a little like ball that has a QR code in it, and we won a tour down pit row before the race.
So did you do it?
No, we didn't, because it was during the concert. He ended up very generously giving it to like a young boy that was behind us.
Look at that.
But it was just so funny, because if he, let's just say it wasn't during the concert, because I was he was like, "Do you want to do it?" And I just, because it was him and a plus one, and I just said, "Dude, I only came here for the concert. Like, I've been wanting to see him. Like, I would love to do that, but I'm not that big of a NASCAR fan where I think it'd be a good idea, and it's really up to you. Like, if you want to go, you're more than welcome to." He's like, "Nah, I'd rather see the concert. Like, I'm gonna give it to just like a little kid." And McDonald's even had like a thing. It was worth like $500.
But he gave it to a kid. That's nice.
Yeah,
That's sweet.
very nice. So, yeah, man, that kind of sums up NASCAR for me. Really cool event. I definitely, depending on who's playing, like in terms of music, I would definitely love to go again, because it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it was an incredible day in the Ben Hootie realm. And I think there's some positive karma there because you have become this generous guy. Longtime listeners of the pod, or at least this season, would remember that Ben kind of had to go Zach Hample phantom tax earlier in April for when he caught a ball when we were at the game. For it was like at the end of the inning or beginning of the inning, right? Like it wasn't like a home run, but it
No,
was
it was he just threw it up to
yeah,
us
he
when we
talked,
were
but it's
playing
literally the way he
catch.
tossed it up to us in the bleachers, and then he gave it to a little kid nearby. And we liked to make fun of him for that, but it was the right move. So this time, not only did you get to give away your wristband, but you got a reward for it. So
Yeah,
that's it's
exactly.
positive karma. You're just becoming the most generous guy in the world, and it's starting to pay back.
I guess that
Speaking of,
you gotta respect the younger youth too. Sometimes they could use experiences that are better than what it would be for me as a 21-year-old.
you got their back. And speaking of, I had to redo my segue there. No, I can't say it. They're not back. But now that we are 17 and a half minutes into this podcast episode, thank you for sticking with us. We wanted to hear about this entire Ben story because it's going semi-viral. We have a podcast to get to, and this is going to be our response to it. We'll post it tomorrow. We'll tag the proper people. We'll get the thumbnails going. That part might get listened to. But if you came here to hear about the Cubs, welcome in. That was our opening act.
Yeah.
Little bit of Cubs talk now. We recorded it midway through last week on the Cubs. We don't have too much. But overall, I would say a decent weekend for the Cubs. The Saturday loss was not what you wanted, both a loss and then a 7-0 shutout. But incredible start yesterday from Hayden Wesneski, 6 1/3 inning, and then they ended up winning 5-0 with Neris with the save and a bases loaded opportunity in the ninth. Cubs also win 5-1 on Friday. They beat the Phillies on the 4th of July, 10-2. When I was in attendance, I'm not going to games anymore. On Wednesday, they lost 5-3 to the Phillies. That makes me 1-4 on the year at Cubs games. So I pass it to Ben, where yeah, the Cubs have what would that now be? 3 of the last 4.
Yeah.
And yeah, 3 of the last 4, and they really kind of started to put something back together. Still not doing great in the NL Central, but I mean, even though they're in that 4 or 5 spot, that T4 spot, you look at a team that's still only like 6 or 7 games back from that third NL wildcard spot. So you didn't, what did I say last week? We don't want to be in the same position as last year. It didn't feel like we should be, but they have every reason to go get where they were.
Yeah. They dug themselves in a hole, but series wins like this against the Angels feel better. I think you would love this sweep, considering the Angels are really, really bad this year, considering the kind of season they've had. But either way, a series win. I just want to start with Friday's game. Justin Steele, just pure domination. People wrote him off early in the year, and he has just really turned a corner. Just kind of had like two or three dots. Two really bad starts and one not so good that kind of bluffed everything up. But his last, I don't know, what would you say, eight starts? I mean, there's a reason this guy, and I think I don't know who said it, but someone said there's a reason this guy was the day one starter for the Cubs, and it's because he's kind of developing into one of the best pitchers in baseball, right?
Yeah, he had like a crazy ERA in the last 7 games. I don't remember the exact number. In the last bef 7 starts before his complete game shutout, not shutout, excuse me, before his complete game start on Friday. And then it was something crazy on Marquee. They said it. Like, I think it had been 12 starts was the most in Cubs history without getting a win or a decision. Sorry, getting a positive decision. And the other ones were like Ryan Dempster and Jeff Samardzija, I think, like
Okay.
in the last like 10, 15 years. So it was some really bad Cubs teams where they were good pitchers on bad Cubs teams who got no run support. And unfortunately, that's what we were starting to see for Justin Steele as the Cubs kind of started to hit a wall in the last month as he came back from injury. I mean, you and I were at his first start back against San Diego in early May, and it was he was rolling. He had probably four
Yeah.
or five decent innings. He kind of got into a sticky situation, and I think that was the fifth of the sixth. Then he got taken out, and then from there, the Padres laid it on in 1 inning for a 6-0 win. So even then, in his limited first start back, he was rolling, and he's kept that same energy. It's good to see him finally get some kind of support because since he got back from injury, he obviously missed the first month. He has gotten back to a level that we saw since that second half of 2022.
Yeah, and this is it's oh 2022, yeah, perfect. I was gonna say this is even last year too, but he's just, yeah, man, he's been awesome. There's no way around it. You just summed it up perfectly, and it just felt good to see something positive like that, like a complete game shutout, or no, not shutout, but complete game, his
Yeah.
first ever in
It
the
felt like a
midst,
shutout.
right, in the midst of everything that had ha that's happened over the last month or so, getting him his first win, everyone really had his back. It was a cool day on Cubs Twitter, just to see kind of, everyone kind of be positive about something for once. But Mikey, I know we're gonna probably pivot to something else. One other thing I do want to mention before we move past this Angels series is just how good Michael Busch has been. I know we talk a lot about some of the decisions that the front office has made, but Michael Busch in his rookie year, though he had struggles after that 5-home run streak, he's been really consistent. And I would say, there's a reason he's batting in the two spot every day for the Cubs now, because he's really at this point the one bat that seems like it could be the most relied on.
Let's talk Ian Happ. What a weekend, what a week it was for Ian Happ. 19
Yeah.
fantasy points for me in a standard scoring league. But that's just my personal W. He is already up to 52 RBIs. And this past week, he was great. 6 RBIs on the 4th of July, 2 of them on the 5th of July, 2 home runs on the 4th, 4 hits on the 4th of July, including 2 home runs, 2 more hits on the 5th, another hit yesterday, and a hit the day before. So Ian Happ, and he posted today one of his classic Instagram posts where just him and it just said Wrigley. I mean, it seems like that meme that all those Instagram accounts keep always post where it's like the Ian Happ meter, like Ian Crap or Ian like Happ. We are
Yeah.
so far on Ian Happ in the last couple weeks. That is awesome to see. And I think at first it was a whole, oh, at least he's building his trade value. And now it's so reminiscent of last year. Like, okay, if they're gonna be,
Feels reminiscent of every year at this
yeah.
point.
It's like if they're gonna be like semi competitive for a last playoff spot, you need stuff like this to happen. And a guy like Michael Busch and a guy like Ian Happ getting hot is exactly what needed to happen.
I would go as far and say Saya's gotten pretty hot as well. He's looked very good the last week or two. But if we're doing this kind of who's hot, who's not, I think this is a good time to talk about it. I know that we're kind of on a clock here, but I just want to mention this. And I know Cliff Floyd called him out on the broadcast. I think it was on Saturday. All these days are kind of just melting into one at this point. But Dansby Swanson's been really bad. And I think we need to consider giving him a couple of days off or something, because I would go as far, and I think he was pretty good for the most part last year. We remember the stretch and a clip that we made of how he just needs to step up more towards the end of last year, and it's kind of carried over into this year. And it's hard to watch because it's very reminiscent of Jason Hayward. And I know people are starting to go there, and I've kind of been on that train. I just haven't really said it on the podcast, but He needs to step up big time because he's the highest paid player, or he's making the most money out of anyone on this team and should be one of your leaders. And right now, he looks like a shell of himself.
1 for 17 with 19 plate appearances in his last 5 games is Dansby Swanson, batting just over 200 at 204, 27 RBIs on the year for the Cubs. Captain, shortstop, captain of the infield. I don't know that I'm hearing more calls that Justin Steele is the rightful new C on the jersey, but somebody who you expect more from, as you said, Ben. And yeah, I thought Cliff was right to say something about it on the broadcast. Not to say that they aren't critical enough on Marquee, but sometimes they aren't. And sometimes you want to hear a little bit more about what's going on and who's hot and who's not. And I was glad to hear this talk about Swanson because no one is safe from getting a little bit of a criticism. And I think Dansby is the first to admit that maybe he does need a day or two off because he's such a no days off player. Like he wishes he could play every game. He said he didn't like how in Atlanta, sometimes they'd make him take one game off a month or something. He wishes he could play every day. But unfortunately, it seems like the only way to break him out of this slump is to break him out of his rhythm.
Sure. Yeah, 100%. And hopefully that's the case. I remember they did it last year in July. He kind of got cold, and he was also like kind of dealing with a little bit of an injury. And I think he might be dealing with an injury right now as well, like something that's just been nagging. I know they haven't really talked about it, but you remember, like, I think he was having back issues or something. So let's just hope he figures it out, because he's getting paid way too much money for the type of play that he's been giving us. And people could say the glove, the glove, the glove, but even the glove feels like it's taken a big step back too. And I don't know. It's just his body language looks really weird right now. There's just something off, and I hope it gets fixed because I don't want another Jason Hayward situation for the next 5 years after this.
We'll save some talk for next week, depending on what happens in the next week of Cubs baseball about this new reports that the Cubs are undecided. It's nothing totally new. It's that the Cubs, as always, are undecided if they're going to be a buyer or seller. They won't say anything ever. Just on the day of, they'll either trade people or they won't. I mean, they might say, if they're doing really well, they might say, yeah, we're not going to trade anybody. But let's talk real quick about this to end the episode. The Cubs have an all-star. It's Shota Imanaga. He is going to be a National League all-star for his first time in his first year, seems immensely proud, and I'm really happy for him. I know it hasn't been as incredible showtime, et cetera, since then, but he had a good start on Wednesday in the loss, and he's overall been really, really solid. He might get rookie of the year stolen off from underneath him by a certain pitcher from Pittsburgh. I don't know. We'll see, but it's gonna be tough. But the all-star start, or excuse me, all-star nomination and slash, getting onto the team is really, really cool for Shota Imanaga, and it doesn't seem like it's lost on him.
Yeah, he 100% deserves it too. I know, like, people get upset about like these pit that every team needs a representative. But I think he rightfully deserved this spot, and he's been really good all year. Obviously had a couple bumps, but he's been awesome, and it's just kind of been really cool to watch the pitching philosophers, is that what they call them?
The philosopher.
But it was cool. It's just cool to see that that was another free agent signing that hit so well, considering the fact that, like, all the talk of this offseason was, where is Yamamoto going to go? And the Cubs ended up landing this guy who's probably been, that has been better than Yamamoto
Yeah.
for about $250 million cheaper. So the video was awesome that they posted. I know he's going to represent the Cubs very well in Texas.
Paul Skene's currently, as I was talking about, the highest odds in the NL to win the, or the best odds to win the Rookie of the Year, Shota Imanaga at third, Michael Busch actually at sixth, seventh. So seventh, two Cubs in the top 10 for Rookie of the Year odds. And I saw a great tweet yesterday. I don't know the exact numbers, but it was like, imagine looking at Tyone, Imanaga, and Steele's ERAs, and then at this point, and then Bush's OPS, and tell me this team isn't at least in a wild card spot.
Right. That's been the four best players. Those have been the four best players of this team. They've really carried a heavy load. Everyone else has got to step up big time. And we're seeing, I think we're starting to see that a little bit with Happer and Saya. You hope that that could translate to the rest of the offense as well as pitching staff, because that's a problem right now. But I liked what we saw to Hayden Wesneski this weekend. That was a major step up than some of the starts slash relief appearances he's been giving us. And yeah, I mean, you can't be super Jubilee about the fact that they took a series win against the Angels. But ultimately, if you want to be buyers at the trade deadline, it's baby steps getting to that point, winning 2 out of 3. We talked about that at the beginning of the year. We talk about it all the time. Win 2 out of 3 every series, and you're going to be just fine. So hopefully this Angel series is the start of that direction.
Orioles next, Cardinals after. They two battles against different birds. They got the Orioles 2 out of 3 a year ago. We'll see what they can do this time as they go to Camden Yards against Ben's boys and the O's. You love all those players, but this week you're gonna have to be rooting for the Cubs this week.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it
I'm
sucks,
shocked I didn't get a comment that I look like one of the Orioles dudes.
right?
Because everyone says they just make them in a lab, a bunch of like long-haired blonde
You
dudes.
do have the
And
right hair color and like the right hairstyle, so I get that. Yeah, that would have been funny. Maybe I'll make a burner and comment that. That's pretty funny, actually. If you guys see that comment tomorrow, comments on a Monday night, you'll know that's my burner, which I don't have. Maybe.
yeah,
Anyway,
maybe.
no, I, you, well, no. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm just trying to make people think I don't.
I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't use it though.
No, I know. On Instagram, you kind of do too, but it's more of like that. Your Instagram burner. I'm not gonna drop the name, but it's more like a middle school like Finsta account.
Yeah, I wanted to post more and post to more people that I actually like. So,
Yeah, I don't
my
even know what your ex. Maybe I do follow. I don't know. I don't want to give it
No,
away.
you
I don't think
don't.
I. Okay, I don't. Okay.
My 28 followers or whatever it might be on my Instagram, on my private Instagram account, though, those are like 28 people that I actually am friends with.
Maybe if I go to X and I look, if there's like one guy like defending you on every like hate comment right now on the Eddie Barstow tweet, that's how I'll know what it is.
I
St.
will not
Andrews
be
guy in
doing
the St.
that.
Andrews pole looks like a D-bag. Actually, I think he looks very nice.
I think
Like,
every person that wrote hate comments about me, I think they are very well deserved. I did look like a class A douchebag in my St. Ambrose polo.
Oh man. Well, Ben, this is fun. I look forward to recording again next week. Hopefully the Cubs can stay hot. And are
Yes.
you going to the or the smokeout is this weekend or next weekend?
It is this weekend. It
Are you
is
going?
still TBD. I don't know. After this past weekend, I might have to dry myself a little bit, but I want to go. I want to go really bad, and because I had such a great time last year, as we recall back to that episode, which is crazy that it's almost been a year since then. But
It has.
yeah, we'll see if I go to the smokeout. TBD,
All
TBD.
right, last question of the episode.
And wait, well, maybe next time, by the next time we record, if I do go to smokeout, there's some other crazy story because that just seems high on how my
That's
luck's
what I'm
been
getting at.
rolling.
That's why I asked. So, okay, next question, final
All right.
question. If so,
Yes.
I ended up meeting Ricketts as well in September, but I didn't have a long time with him. You had a longer time with him and a little bit more of confidence juice. So, if you end up meeting Tom Ricketts again this weekend, what player are you telling him he has to go out and buy? If the Cubs want to buy,
Tanner Scott.
that's your Jamer of this year.
Yes.
And so you have a power, right? Like
Potentially.
you can decide who the Cubs want to get. Because I like that. That'd be good. That'd be huge for
Yeah.
him.
Well, you said confidence juice. I'm probably, if I end up seeing Tom Ricketts again, I'm going to need some more confidence juice, if you know what I mean, in order to have the balls to go up and chirp him again.
We're doing a euphemism of booze, but you just said you might have the balls to go up there and talk to
I didn't think about it that way. I didn't think about it that way.
It's fine. It was funny. All right. Well,
Oh, man.
hopefully if we got any new fans, they realize that this is about what we do every week. So
Yeah.
thanks for joining us in this episode of 120. Go Cubs.